Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activists' views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out.
Lyrics.
Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street. That's Al Porter, Man in the Street. Wow. And the reason I'm saying wow is already, who would have thought that this is chapter 9, verse 1, emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Joseph Motley. JR period for some of the music that you might hear this evening. That M period, A period, N period, music, activism, news, abbreviation, acronym. For those people who want to and you're listening live, please feel free to go to none other than Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com. For those who are already over there, I appreciate you. Just feel free to go through and check out none other than the 646-478-0944 phone number, and you'll be caught up with everything. You can use none other than the YouTube as well for Joseph P. Motley Jr. or Joseph Motley Jr. I am also going to at least take the time and let people know that I appreciate you very much. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. That way you'll know what it is that you're getting yourself into. And the disclaimers are, disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, which is very important as well. If you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I do everything that I can do to listen as well. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. We will look out for you. Now, here are some of the things that we are into. I need to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. So anyway, what we'll say is number 10, Eric Wilson. Number 9, East Cleveland swearing in ceremony. More on that just a little while. Number 8, Cleveland Soul, the comeback. Number 7, Brother to Brother, entertainment. More on that just a little while. Number 6, Black House Sounds, Young African, The Price, I Never Thought I'd See the Day, those three videos coming in. A lot of different things coming up. Number five, Wait Till Next Year Party on Facebook. More on that just a little while. Number four, you can Facebook Protest Trump in Toledo. Trump/Pence, hashtag out now, and that'll be this coming Thursday, January the 9th, 1 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Promenade Park, corner of North Summit and Madison, Toledo. A lot of contingency of people coming from the region heading down there. Number three, you could Facebook, use your noodle spaghetti trivia night, which was at 4741 Lorraine last night. Number two, the end of Kwanzaa activities that happened all through last week. And number one, the New Year's activities. You had a lot of things that was going on at that event. As I look at some of the ones who are definitely online, I will get to you all shortly. I do need to at least, before I do anything else, say that I appreciate everybody who's on the line. I need to at least stop before I do anything else. And, okay, and I see the 216-400, the 702 area code, probably somebody calling to complain about something that I did or will say. It happens all the time. And also the 440 phone number, whoa. Okay, 440 with the 830. I'll get to everybody, but I need to start off and just let people know that Martha LeVert, mother of Sean and Cheryl LeVert, passed over the weekend. She had three children with ex-husband Eddie LeVert of the OJs. Cheryl LeVert had passed in 2006 at age 40. Sean LeVert passed 2 years later at the age of 39. Daughter Candace Brooks definitely is left. I also want to point out that for those who had missed it, Schoolhouse Rock singer Jack Sheldon passed at the age of 88. Jack Sheldon, for those who you know his work, because he was part of the 1950s West Coast jazz movement, along with artists Art Pepper and Shorty Rogers. He collaborated on The Shadow of Your Smile, which was part of the soundtrack of the 1965 film The Sandpiper. He was known for several TV roles and productions, such as, I believe, he joined the Merv Griffin Show as music director and trumpeter, and ultimately appeared as Griffin's sidekick for 18 years. In 1973, he lent his voice to the children's animated series Schoolhouse Rock, led by Bob Dole. He sang tunes including The Fun Grammar Lesson, Conjunction Junction, What's Your Function, and of course, I'm Just a Bill. Yes, I'm only a Bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. And he sang those type of tracks explaining how a bill becomes law in like the 3 minute short that would be broadcast between cartoons. Schoolhouse Rock songs premiered in 1973 and ran on ABC for 12 years. They said the show came back on the air in the 1990s for 5 more years. And they, you know, today the songs live on in YouTube videos. Some have millions of views. So I wanted to throw those things out there. And before I go to the phone lines, if you all will at least allow me to, and I appreciate you for doing that, over the past weekend, you always have to look out for those people who are with you while you look out for other things that happen major. There was a homegoing celebration for Mrs. Lynn Yvonne Stallworth on Sunrise, September 2nd, 1958, to December 23rd, 2019. The homegoing was Saturday, January the 4th at E.F. Boyd and Son Funeral Home. The thing is that she was also the mother of Harold J. Stallworth, H.J.S. And one of the last things that I remember, we were putting a track together, myself and HGS, and his mom came through the studio. HGS has two sons who are very inquisitive about things, like music and all of that. And she took him out the room and said, hey, I'm going to spend more time with him to let you all record the remix for the intro for Bam From My City. She was always out there with her son and others in the community making sure that people ate, other things like that happened. Very supportive, making sure to give back to the community. Slimmer Lynn Yvonne Stallworth was born on September 2nd, 1958, in Anderson, South Carolina, confessed her faith in Jesus as her Lord and Savior. She was the eldest of six children born to the late Grady Leon Simmons and Minnie Jean Simmons. Had an early education through the Anderson, South Carolina school system until her mother relocated to Cleveland, Ohio. Lynn attended East Technical High School, and she married Daryl Jonathan Stallworth, who's deceased. In September of 1979, union of 25 years, gave birth to three children. She was a hardworking, dedicated, and faithful employee, and her life's pride and joy was her grandchildren and great-granddaughter. So she leaves to rejoice in her life and sacrifices Harold, Maria Stallworth, Jonathan, Geneva Stallworth, and Slimmer, Vonnie Stallworth. Hold on a second. Bill Slade, Refuse Fascism. Did you have the nerve to call my private phone line while I'm live on the air? Bill Slade, you get that infamous shout out. I have to call him once everything ends up. I know there are a lot of different things going on. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Definitely, she will be missed. We happen to have the home going by. It might have been an E.F. Boyd, but Brother H.G.F. decided, hey, I want to spend music in my mom's honor and have to repast it. The Black on Black Crime Headquarters of 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110, where we usually have our Black on Black Crime meetings at 7:15 p.m. on a Wednesday. And such people that showed up was the Goldsteins, LSD, Joe Little, D'Anero, Brickhouse Wellness, Inner City Republican Movement, Help Serve Food, GMS, Mama Porter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Downside Entertainment, Tenway Vision, Proprietor ENT. Yeah, I'm going to the phone lines. A lot of people are on here. Let's see who we have. Let's start off with the 216-400. Before I do that, okay. Artist by the name of Holy. And you get an infamous shout-out for calling my personal freaking phone line while I'm live on air. Now, let's go to 216-400. 216-400, they're probably going to tell me they're a Holy fan, and I should be ashamed of myself. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter, and I'm glad you called because a friend of ours, she called. She hasn't been well, seemed like she got been diagnosed with a lot of things. That was our friend Marie. And she said, give her a call when you get, you know, when you finish.
Okay.
I told her you've been
that.
Busy doing everything because there's nobody doing it but you. And so there you go. So anyway, keep up the good work because it looks like to me you're everywhere. That's the truth.
You don't lie. Even when I get up there, I don't think I'll be resting this evening.
Somebody got something somewhere.
You didn't lie. You did not lie. Thank you.
Yeah, because a lot of folks, they talk, but they're not doing anything, you know?
Mm.
You got the support. People need support sometimes. But that's the way people don't think so. So there you go. So you keep up the good work. And please be careful because our president is getting us in a lot of trouble and you never know when the enemy may come over here and start doing things. Because he started a war and then talking about he did that to make peace. So have a good one and I'm just going to sit back and listen.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for speaking out on that. And ooh, we have enough phone calls here that And I got more phone calls when I leave off this show. But Life Obstacles, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Common Sense Radio Show is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. MC Chill Talk is Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. All three on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. If you're wondering how busy some of us really are, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. And you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. I also want to give a shout-out as I work my way up to Facebook. I'm a Superwoman Radio and the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. It's Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. VoiceOfRadio.com, where tomorrow we have a couple of legends in the house. We'll be dealing with Scratch Paper Productions, as well as Uncle Red, the Uncle Red, the manager of MC Chill, Cleveland Soul, the comeback. All that good stuff will be dealt with. And as I look through here, I just want to say that I thank everybody. Last Thursday evening, had to at least show up. I think that Thursday there was a homegoing vigil for the police officer, Ashley Hibbert. For those who don't know, about three Fridays ago, a car automobile chase that started out in the city of Cleveland, once again, through the highways, came over to East Cleveland, hit into the East Cleveland jurisdiction, and a 13-year-old child, Tamaya Chapman, had a vigil for. That child passed. All right, hit smack dab. Going to the library on the way from school, Superior Elementary, past United Furniture. That's where that happened. But here's the important thing. On that particular day, New Year's Day, the day before, we dealt with Ashley Hibbert, the officer. And I'm just throwing all of this together before we get to the main point, because somebody needed to realize that the officer, she committed suicide within 48 hours after doing her job. Now, people might say, well, you ought to be glad she did her job. That's what they're supposed to do. But not all the time do officers do their freaking job. When Tamir Rice was shot, said Timothy Lohman or Garnback trying to make the attempt to do first aid, the best thing they could do was slam Tamir Rice's sister was going to aid her dying brother. But Ashley Hibbert, 2 years on the force, she was not involved in the car that actually did it, hit the child. But she got out of one of the other cars, ran over and did her best to administer first aid to a dying Tamaya Chapman. So if you're wondering why on New Year's Day it was important to get out there to remember that, maybe if more responders would do something like that, it would be a different thing. Now, last Thursday, though, we were out attending to the fact that Nolan, better yet, the young lady known as Pumpkin, who had been hit on Monday night and killed at Strathmore, where there weren't lights out there, those street lights, ODOT, they've taken the lights down throughout the state. They came in and took them down. And last Thursday earlier, we had had a vigil for the young lady. Now, a couple of hours later on, we ended up where they were swearing in candidates that Man in the Street staff had at least throughout the years and just recently endorsed them, such as Ernest L. Smith from election beforehand, and I'm the Ward 3 advisor for East Cleveland. He was voted in as the new East Cleveland City Council president. Corinne Stevenson, who we had endorsed the last race, she became vice president. Juanita Gowdy was also who won in the last race, was sworn in. Kevin Conwell Band, WeUpRadio.com's Big Squeeze was doing a DJ work at that event alongside the band. You had such council people from Cleveland like Anthony Harrison, Maddie Peace Flowers, Black Man Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. And I spoke. Man in the Street spoke, and basically speaking, the message was simply put. If I go to some of all these phone lines that are out there, at least they have a good four callers to get to. My message was simple. Simply put, that, hey, wait a second, y'all. Just wait a freaking second. Everybody up there, you had the mayor, everybody. They all benefited from something that happened in the great city of East Cleveland. The residents of East Cleveland proved, and I was part of that, thankfully, that you can recall a city mayor and a president of city council. So with that being said, instead of everybody down in East Cleveland, look at the power that the residents show, and then that should show the residents of East Cleveland. Wait a freaking second. We can handle these people, all of them up there, just the same, because if some of the council people who had been there, at least one, who was sitting there years ago, had dealt with the freaking car chase that came through on 137 shots and had taken a strong stand. Just the city of Cleveland allowing marauding officers to barrel all the way through in the first place and murder two unarmed citizens, Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. Maybe, just maybe, something would have been in place so that the freaking same thing didn't happen a couple of weeks ago when they decided in Cleveland offices to just maraud and chase somebody through and a 13-year-old was murdered. Just think, do you think the officers would have chased people into Pepper Pike, Venture? But I'm looking at this 702 area code. Have a lot of phone callers. I'll get to everybody. I'm going to go to the 702 area code. They might be calling from Mentor or Pepper Pike saying, oh, yeah? So what? Anyway, 702 area code, how are you doing out there?
I'm doing all right, Sheriff. This is the man called Hawk. Now, remember this. If you can etch anything into your head, the area code of 702 was out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Nowhere near the state of Ohio or anywhere else. I guarantee you, you have a friend from Las Vegas.
Yes, I do. And how's everything going, my brother?
Well, it hasn't been a happy new year as of yet. Apparently, something happened with my brother where a supposed self-inflicted gunshot wound shattered his left jaw. He's in the hospital as we speak. He's been there since late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. I'm only speaking of this because you asked a specific question, what's been happening. I don't want to get into it too deep, but I will say that he is alive. His vitals are good. And there's no brain, hearing, or sight damage. In fact, they're pushing his reconstruction, his mandible and dental reconstruction and plastic surgery, which was supposed to have been, I guess, in 2 or 3 days. They're pushing it forward till for tomorrow. So
okay,
all that is good news. I will covertly keep you in the loop, considering I had no intention on bringing this up on your show. But other than asking me, what's been going on with me, do you have any other questions for me?
I do, brother. How does the new year look? What is a priority that you would like to see us focus on?
Well, one thing that has been a problem for me is why can we not unite as a people? What is wrong with, calling each other brother and sister instead of calling each other niggas and bitches? The way I see it, granted, yeah, it may be profane language according to the FCC, but bitch is in the dictionary as a female canine. I said it all before, but I was an Umoja soldier, and I always will be. I might get discouraged here, there, and everywhere, but as long as I stand firm on that idea and push forward and never quit or never give up, then I personally think that Almighty God, Allah, will grant me that blessing and push it forward as far as I possibly can. And I will not rest until I see it happening with my own eyes.
I appreciate you for that. I do. And thank you for not stopping.
Oh, I never will, bro. As long as I got breath in my body, man, I got to keep it going. I got to keep it going. Yeah, this is the Man Called Hawk. If anyone is listening, you can find me on Facebook, Mike Carter II. I've got a hashtag flowing out there, hashtag 2020 vision. It's time to wake up, because I also had that hashtag wake up call and another hashtag called third eye opener. Not only 3RD, but THIRD eye opener. It is time to wake up, people. Stop being sheep. Stop being machines, and let God guide you in the path that He meant for you to be on.
Appreciate you. Please feel free to hold a line, and thank you so much. I can say I always appreciate the knowledge that you throw out.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the time, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, indeed. You know, I can say that one thing, I appreciate the fact that he constantly causes us to at least think. That is so, so necessary. Before I do anything, I have enough people on the line that I probably should at least take the time and just let people know that there are so many things that's going on. So I will let people know if you need to, like, just take a break from certain things. Before we take a break, I'll say that we do have, you can check it out. You could Facebook Kent and Angelica. The webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. OPM Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. And also, I've got to go on weupradio.com just because Big Squeeze had invited me to come through, so I need to do that. Twitter, Alfred Porter, JR.1. Instagram is Junior or JR.Alfred Porter, backwards. I also will probably let people know that, hey, since we have those things coming up, if you Facebook something called the Wait Till Next Year Party, that's kind of an easy one to at least speak on because, of course, a few weeks ago, everybody knows the season ended. That's it for the Browns. But there are a lot of people, different ones, who have called out the Art McCoy University of Common Sense radio show and said, hey, now that the Browns are no longer playing, you know, your show comes on Sundays, WERE 1490 AM. You're always talking about the Browns and what the score is during the radio broadcast. But wait a second. You know, instead of us waiting until next year, heck, next year is now. January the 12th, it's already a new year, new season starts, you have a new coach, kind of like the other general manager that they let go just because he gave a lot of different people a chance that a lot of other teams wouldn't have. But that's a different story. Now, the thing is, next year, which is now, showed promise from one-handed catches from wide receivers, the quarterback starting all 16 games, hungry defensive players on defense, the running back setting a standard. So let's party. Blast our favorite 216-440 Browns tribute songs with special guests and probably that Kai Dog Nation filming for the movie to be shot on location, which will be 4 o'clock this coming Sunday. Creator willing at 6555 Carnegie Avenue. And we'll be bringing a lot of people on the inside of the station just because. And as I look at my phone lines, because that's very important, we have enough of them tonight. Let's go and check out the 216. And I appreciate the people who called in before the 216-209 or the 216-255 or 216-566. Let's go check out this 440 area code. It's probably calling in to tell me that, you know something? Wouldn't be a good tribute unless you did a tribute to the Steelers. Darn it, 440 Eight three zero. How are you doing out there?
I'm blessed. That's all I can say. I'm blessed. Hello, Cleveland. May all you out there be blessed also. Make the right decisions in life. It's funny how you. What's going on, Sheriff? How you doing? This is Major Taps, Pride ENT, online right now.
Looking forward to the next workshop because Black History Month, we've got to show the video, Justice and No Peace on the big screen. That's all I can say. Now, go ahead and talk.
Oh yeah, I'm working on a new song too. I will tell you after I finish what I gotta say. So I'm gonna just say this. It's funny how you mentioned Freddie Kitchens. I ain't about to, you know what I'm saying, go out there and put people on blast like that, though. You know what I'm saying? This person might know I'm talking about them, though. Anybody else that got run with that flock, you know, I'm going to put it like this. It's funny how you mentioned Freddie Kitchens. You know what I'm saying? Fire Freddie Kitchens and stuff like that because you can't, you know, Freddie Kitchens was leading the team the wrong way. You feel me?
Right.
So it's
Yes, I do.
I don't like to look in the past and stuff. I like to move forward with things and everything. But I'm just gonna bring up a certain situation, a certain venue that I attended recently and stuff like that. Like I feel like this. I feel like I got lured in there. You know, I'm gonna keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Everybody like money. I mean, I don't love money though. I like money. It helps us like survive here on this earth that we call. You know, though. I attended this event and stuff like that. And truly, I mean, I seen a few good, you know, some people up on there, like, you know, Bossier Jones. That was basically Bossier Jones, basically, you know. Good guy, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's always talked very, you know what I'm saying, positive and very motivational, you know, through his certain, you know, some topics he brings up and things of that nature and stuff like that. Glad he did become a councilman, you know. So, I attended this event and stuff like that, you know, and the thing was just to get people there, they tell you it was getting like this $25,000 prize, you know, and I'm going to attend it, you know, they're giving out free prizes, like $300 and stuff, like, okay, cool, you know, I was getting out of work late, basically, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't able to get the raffle, though, I did sit in on, you know what I'm saying, what the presentation was about, you know, so I kept my ears open and stuff like that. I didn't realize until a few of the speeches up there on stage and stuff like that, you know, that I was basically sitting inside of a Black Trump support, whatever you want to call it, like I was sitting in basically in front of a Black Trump rally. Trump was just in there. He just had this, you know what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
What was the dude from?
Pastor Daryl Scott.
Everybody knows Django, right? You remember Samuel L. Jackson, right? So
right.
You know, okay, basically, it's a bunch of them up in there and stuff. So I'm like, so I'm like, yo, I gotta go. It's like I'm like, wow. Let me when I walk up in here, vote. So my basically. What I'm getting at is and stuff like that. My thing is they had people up there hooping and hollering because they just won this money and stuff like that. Oh yeah, whoop, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, Lord, and all that, you know. And I'm like, I don't really think this is even the lows. You know what I'm saying? Doing this stuff like that, if you know what I mean. So
Right.
My point is like, you know, and you see what this so-called impeachment president, you know what I'm saying, has got himself involved in now, you know what I'm saying? He basically about to mess around. He about to mess around, could possibly get America wiped out, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? For what he can cause right now and stuff like that. Because, I mean, like I said, man, it's pure point blank that he's a racist. He's a bigot, you know, and he's just doing stuff. Do everybody know about deep-rootedness? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think a lot of our Black culture don't know about deep-rooted racism and stuff like that. You know, so he hired Condoleezza. He hired Amber Rosa, but you see that Amber Rosa is not working there no more. You know what I'm saying? Ben Carson,
right.
You know what I'm saying? He's still the yes man. So also, Ben Carson, you know what I'm saying, he said that he was not going, you know what I'm saying, be back in the office, you know what I'm saying, with Trump, you know what I'm saying, that that well, next year or whatever and stuff like that. However, the basically what the point I'm getting is remember that quote in the Bible, how when the devil was tempting the Messiah when he was walking in the mountains and stuff.
Oh,
like
yes.
That? Right. You know, and basically, like, they was getting these people out there just all excited and stuff like that with cash prizes, money and stuff like that. They was up there telling them that, yeah, Trump cares about you. He not a race. You know what I'm saying? All this bunch of this putting just a bunch of nonsense out there and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Just basically trying to blindside these people and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I want people just to take heed, though, because it's sad to say that it's actually black Trump supporters that's out here and stuff like that. And some of the people, like, I'm shocked that are, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes down to that and everything, and I'm going to be honest and stuff like that, this election, I'm not voting. I'm not voting for neither one because, one, okay, I'm not down with the whole Democrat. Like, even though, you know what I'm saying, I like Ben Carson. You know, I like what he has to say, though. But, like, the whole Democratic and the policies and things of that nature, I'm not for it. So, no, I'm not voting Democratic. You know, if it was to be something, maybe, yeah, Republican. We do need more black Republicans, you know what I'm saying, in office. Ones that really want to do some things and stuff like that. Not kiss behind,
right.
But actually do some things. You feel what I'm saying, though? So it's the way you got to do. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. You feel me? So it's like, I'm not about to risk, you know what I'm saying, selling my soul to vote the devil in, to bring back the devil in, you know what I'm saying, or one of his, you know what I'm saying, lieutenants, whatever, however you want to call it and stuff like that, just to get, you know what I'm saying, where I need to be. I'm going to stay thorough, you know what I'm saying, to the end, ground one. So, like, with this election and stuff like that, I'm not going to vote. Yes, I voted for Obama. Second term, no, I didn't vote for him because I seen some of the nonsense and stuff like that. I understand that Congress, yeah, the man being controlled, you know what I'm saying, he being controlled through those racist Republicans and things of that nature and stuff like that. Also to mention, it might be a possibility he might got in office because he does have a bloodline linked to Dick Cheney that is a Republican. If people ever
right.
So, but anyway, long story short, though, no, I didn't, you know what I'm saying? It's like I pick and choose who I will vote for and everything. But, like, recently, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to the whole voting thing and stuff like that, like I said, everybody, you know what I'm saying, not just one particular person and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, I don't vote for man, I vote for God. That's what I tell everybody out here in the society to do right now. Because right now, it's messed up. Your impeachment president right now, he just sent off, he just murdered, you know what I'm saying, a general, a general in Iran and stuff like that, didn't make any announcement or nothing. He just did it secretive and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And so, and then, and if you go back, this goes to show how, you know what I'm saying, this crooked racist society try to slander, you know what I'm saying, a black person. Even though I'm not really a big fan of Obama, I'm going to admit that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I like that the brother did get in the office, though. So still more things do got to be addressed and stuff like that. So, If you go back, if you look it up, Trump announced, he put Obama on blast and said something about that Obama was going to cause a war between Iran and stuff like that. Now, look at 2020. look who got a ransom on his head right now. $80 million on his head right now. Okay, so that just goes to show how messed up and, you know what I'm saying, it's nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Everybody look at what dynamics is, too. You know, if you don't know what dynamics is and stuff like this, somewhat of an illusion, an allurement and stuff like that. And basically, at this so-called Black Trump rally, that's basically what this is and stuff like that. They was giving out cash prizes and stuff like that, trying to lure people in and stuff like that, talking all this good stuff about Trump sent you this money. Trump sent you. One black pastor and stuff, and I'm going to say, my daddy know this guy and stuff like that. My daddy used to go upside his head because he said he was a knucklehead back then and stuff like that, and it appears he still is a knucklehead. This dude got up there, black pastor. He been on the news. I don't even know what the guy's name is, though, but I know his face when I see him. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a nobody to me. You know what I'm saying? Okay, thank you, bro. Thank you. He up there. He got up there.
No problem. And then we're getting ready to go to our other phone callers. But go ahead.
Okay. I'm just in it short, though. He was like, me and Trump, we ride or die. And I was like, oh, like ATL, no, double L, no. Long story short, my black people, you know what I'm saying, look through all the BS and stuff like that. Don't let no swindlers, no, don't let nobody, you know what I'm saying, no councilmen, no people in. These people in politics and stuff like that, you got to watch these people and stuff like that. You got your right to vote. You got your right not to vote and stuff like that. That still don't make you. You still got a voice. So with that being said, propriety END. Oh, not END. Propriety ENT. Talking too fast, though. But, yeah.
Appreciate you.
Love y'all.
No problem. One, and before I go to my other three phone callers on the line, I can say in less than a minute, get to the point as best as possible. I wasn't even worried. A few people wanted that money who went down to the Galleria for the money giveaway. Reason I wasn't really worried, it's kind of like people who are silly enough at entertainment, they will go and pay maybe $250, $500, or $1,000 to open up for an artist, which is just insane to do that because that artist has a big name. Let's say if you had So anyway, let's say you have an artist who is coming into town. For the new folks, we'll say Lil Durk. For some of the older heads, we'll say Scarface is coming back. With Willie D, Big Mike, they have a reunion. And you pay to open up for that, those artists. After you get through performing, let's say you're hot locally. People don't give a so-and-so, they will not remember who the artist was. They would not remember Big Sheriff. They wouldn't remember Sheriff Kilroy. They wouldn't. They'll remember, man, so-and-so was tight. They were tight. So I just wasted my money and time for nothing. I wasn't really worried about the Galleria thing. Shoot, I might go down there if they do something in February to give away $50,000, and I'll tell you why. At the end of the day, the majority of the people who went for one thing, they went for money. It was thing to promote and push Trump, but at the end of the day, do you think some of those people who lost their snap or are afraid of war or a few other things are going to vote for Trump, or are they going to vote for somebody else that they feel may be more qualified? That's just putting it out there. And before I go to the phone lines, I guess I would be a little bit more concerned because there are always wars and rumors of war. Fortunately, Iran, besides terrorists, attacks and everything, I think it's easy for the United States to pick on them because it wouldn't be a World War III coming from Iran by themselves. Russia, a few other things getting involved. But right now, I believe a lot of people have playing a wait-and-see attitude because Iraq, a few other places, they thought it was the Ragnarok, the end of all. It didn't happen, but it sure can be very messy for a lot of things when you add in the terror factors and a few other things. Yep, got to be prayed up like the last phone caller was saying and be aware. I'm going to the 216-209. They're probably still at the Galleria waiting to get some money themselves. 216-209, how you doing out there?
I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey for all those who don't know. I want to start this out by saying prayers to Michael Carter's brother. I'm praying for you and your whole family. Because that is one of the most awful things you can ever hear or experience the pain from that. And which leads me into my next point, and I'm going to try to make these points really, really quick. Back in the year 2000, when everybody was doing independent study on vitamins, they came to a conclusion at the end of the press conference, and also the doctor spoke right outside of Cleveland Clinic. I forget the doctor's name. He's an Asian doctor with glasses. You can look it up on YouTube. And they came to the conclusion that the three top vitamins that we all should be intaking every day, and it's not just for our physical health, it's also for our mental health. It's the vitamin B1, vitamin C, and vitamin D3. And I'm going to break this down real short and sweet. Vitamin B1 is the vegetable and meat vitamin. And although you may eat a lot of vegetables, and although you may eat a lot of meat, where it comes from the animal, may not be consuming enough sun or may not have enough protein coming into you to allow that vitamin to transfer into your body correctly. And B1 also helps your speaking skill. It helps your depression and other skills along with that, and also your gut intake and the flavonoids in your gut and everything like that. Vitamin C also is your immune system. So taking vitamin C, you will get a little bit of vitamin B and vitamin D, but not the correct amount for daily use. Vitamin C helps fight off colds, infections, and just keep you all well-round perked up. That will be considered the fruit vitamin. And vitamin D will be considered both of those two. But vitamin D goes even further into the bones, eyes, hair, and nails. The reason why I spoke on these things is we're in a climate where the temperature is not the best at times. We're in a climate where we see the sun 60% less. Our animals see the sun 60% less. So these are vitamins that we should intake for ourselves just on a daily basis for regular general health and regular general upkeep. It also balances our diet and weight. And I'm saying that due to experience. A year ago, I was 245. Right now, I'm at 212, and it stayed off.
Ooh.
Just by intaking vitamins, I don't have much time to do exercise, so I take vitamins and eat a balanced diet, and I've been dropping weight and been keeping it off. So, due to experience, you can go and try these things yourself. You can go get them right out of CVS or any drugstore. And I want to go over into the next point I make. Our health is also goes along with the music that we listen to, the things that we intake for ourselves on information. Whether it's good or bad information. Now, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, select only the information you want to hear and take that in. But if we having a balanced diet, doing the right things for ourselves, we'd be able to process that information correctly without getting extremely mad, going overboard, because it's always going to be stupid people in this world. And they're going to do stupid things. Sometimes it reflects you, and a lot of times it doesn't. But we have to have the mind frame to understand on how to unwrap ourselves away from that.
Gotcha.
Oh, man. And I just want to shout out to everybody that does the thing, the one thoughtless thing, and that's being the person in the streets. Because that process is a selfless process. So I want to thank you, Al, and the whole platform that you created for us. And another thing that I want to put out here to all the loved ones out here, remember, pray up, you stay up. Regardless of what you believe in, you pray up, you will stay up. Put on your armor of God. Watch the ones next to you. Make sure you tell them you love them every day, because you don't know tomorrow's promise, and yesterday wasn't either. So my whole thing is I'm treating this year, even though it's a new year, like it was December 32nd, because the things that I could not accomplish last year or the day before, I'm aiming to accomplish this year. I'm John from Black Odyssey. If you want to check out any videos that we've done, any music projects, you can go to YouTube, type in BLAQODESSY. You can search us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as well, datpiff.com and getrightmusic.com. Look for us, Black Odyssey.
Thank you so much. Definitely please hold a line, and I thank you for that message. And I am definitely going to get to the 216-609. It should only take me 1 minute. And the reason that I say that is I probably need to let you know that you can, at least if nothing else, I would say check out and Facebook the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Extravaganza 2020, which will happen on his actual birthday. Criminal justice reform then and now, January the 15th, 2020. Welcome will be from Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Billy Sharp, President, Guild of the Urban League, Hattie Porter, Poem, Angela Woodson, Martin Luther King's strategic plan in jail, Obie Shelton, violinist, keynote speaker, Rhonda Crowder, editor of Who's Who in Cleveland, Swahil Gotti, spitboxer, Ward 9, Kevin Conwell Band, closing remarks, Donna Brown. The lunch will be, it's not a box lunch, it's a full dinner from Chef. I'll tell you, 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 8:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Black on Black Crime Inc.'s headquarters, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Now, the reason that I am at least getting myself out of this as fast as I can is because I want to go to that 216-609-216-609. You've been so patient. How you doing?
Black House Sound, Joe Legacy, Motley. How's it going?
It is going well. What about you?
I think it's going great for me. I've been hearing a lot about what happened to the little girl in East Cleveland and also the adult lady that unfortunately got ran over, because in East Cleveland is a lot of the lights is down when we talk about the intersection. So what they did was put up stop signs, and I guess there's some type of confusion going on. But I know with that young lady, it was not about confusion with the seventh grader. I know that that was a chase. Now, that last thing, when it came to the adult female, to my knowledge, I think it was due to the process of the intersection and the lights. But I really don't know. I just wanted to put that out there. People, if you can pray for, because a lot of people talk about they pray a lot, man. I just heard that. So if y'all can pray for them families, because them loved ones is gone. Like the last caller said, you never know when you're going to be here. Them two people probably didn't know that, you know, time was up. I love God. I just want to say to everyone other than that, can you check out the video, Young African? I have the man out in the streets, same guy on the phone with the hottest station on the Monday night, starting off the video. I have a but it's other artists that's on the song, like Mr. Powers, me, of course, but the singer is Angela. Man, she did an awesome job. I just can't say nothing negative towards what she did. The way I put the video together, check it out.
It's nice.
The sheriff say it's more like a movie for him. I was just shooting for something that a local great artist can do, and that's something urban. And so if you check it out, that's what you will see. Far as what the government did of assassinating someone or whatever, I really feel bad about that. I don't really have no knowledge on that, so I really can't speak on that. But I would like to say this. Why everybody surprised that America do these type of things? They teach us every year when it comes to Thanksgiving what the pilgrims did to the Indians or the Native Americans or whatever you want to call them. So
that's true.
When it comes to political gain, what you mad for? I'm not siding with anybody die. I'm not siding with corruption. I'm never siding with that, but I'm not trying to sound like the house Negro or the field Negro, but the truth is everybody, you in it. And you living in a life where the people that call the shots can do anything they want to do, and you see it all the time. So why is it brand new to you? Bill Cosby going to jail. In jail or whatever. R. Kelly.
Yep.
It's just so many things that happen when it comes to the president that we have right now, when he grabbed females in wrong places and he still was able to be president, why is this not common to your brain? That when it comes to the Monster Company or nation, that's America, you are American, so watch what you say, watch what you say, because when they coming after people, they might come after you. So if you really smart, as Scarface used to say back in the day, and I think Scarface was talking about Pac back in the day, like, watch what you say, because they might make a Zappo out of you. So I don't say a lot, but because when I was younger, I used to run my mouth. But what I'm learning now is the people pretty much going to do what they're going to do, but people like this station or whatever, the fight, you know, y'all turn eyes on them people to where it slow them down. But they ain't never slowed down. They always going to act out the way they want to act out, and it's always going to be political gain, and they always going to make a way, rationalize a way that it was for the benefit of the American people. So why is we even tripping about this? People was dying in your own neighborhood. Let's trip about that. Let's trip about that. Let's tell on the people that's killing us around where we dying at. Let's help local artists out. Let's build up to that. Stop watching something that somebody else doing somewhere that you don't even live. Joseph Motley Jr., I'm out.
Peace. Hey, you know something? We're going to do our best to do what we need to do right now. I know I'm going to want to get myself into some trouble for something that might be said, but this caller will probably get me out of it by saying something. 216-566, you're on with the last few minutes. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, Al Porter? This is Almighty FX.
I'm doing excellent. What's happening, Almighty FX?
Nothing much, man. Just been busy, man. Celebrating the new year. Glad that I'm living. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was listening to the conversation that you had with the last gentleman prior to that, and I was kind of feeling what he was saying, though. But,
right. See,
how I feel about politics is really BS. It's confusion.
Mm-hmm.
He was right about the political gang and them doing whatever they want to. It's because they got the power. And what they do to our community is a systematic strategy. It's a way to weaken us. It's a way to cripple us mentally. It's a way to pin us against each other. And the media is their biggest outlet and power to do those things because it can manipulate the mind. So, furthermore, with this whole war situation, that's another political game. They doing that because Trump was about to be impeached. And in order for him to stop being impeached, he started a war. So now he's starting a whole new thing that can, like the guy said before, put this whole country in jeopardy. And like I always say and tell my people, when it's time for a revolution, who really going to stand up? Because it's looking like it's heading in that direction. And with all this division, they can conquer. And like I heard earlier, I heard it from somebody, a wise person, that we don't own nothing in this country. So it's easy to wipe us out. We don't have no percentage in this country. We don't have no land. We don't have anything. We're just people that live here. So it's like you got to think about these things. Everybody that's listening, period. You got to think about everything at the end of the day. What am I going to do when all hell breaks loose? Will I be ready?
That's right.
Will I be able to stand up?
Exactly.
Am I strong enough to stand up? Those are the questions. And you got to pay attention to our youth because, like Tupac said, the youth is the future. The youth, the people that's walking around is younger than us, is our future. They're going to be the ones walking around taking
so
care of us, representing for us as people. So the example we set during this time is going to be the example they take and run with, just like in times before. And you can see where that took us, most of the time in a bad direction. So
agreed.
With that being said, I feel like it's all about unity within our people at the end of the day. Because like they say, if all of us come together, can't nobody stop us. It's more black people in this world, period. And I'm not just talking about full-blooded black people. I'm talking about the Puerto Ricans and Mexicans and the Colombian, all them.
Mm-hmm.
All them is considered black. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying if we come together.
Yes, I do.
No, and can't no government mess with us.
You're right.
That's all I'm saying.
Goes back to what the first caller was saying about, well, the second caller was talking about that unity that we need. So I appreciate you. And again, your name is?
Almighty FX.
They
can follow me at FX is like IG. ___ FX is like.
I will continue to follow you in your movement, and we look forward to seeing the video continue to bust out the seams, especially with Black History Month coming around the corner. Black History Month is every month, but I'm definitely looking forward to watching even your solo projects continue to come out. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, for real. Yeah, it's always going to come, man. And you don't got to watch. You don't got to follow the movement. You can join the movement. You black man just like me, man. We all in this together at the end of the day.
You did not allow that. I appreciate the message because it's true. The youth is our future. Thank you so much.
Word. All right, Al Porter,
word.
I'll let you go, man. Have a good one.
You do the same. You do the same. Almighty FX. And I want to say that I thank the people who took the time to call in. As a matter of fact, I will raise this up a little bit because I was playing the track because you have to definitely keep praying. And I want to say that, you know, to everybody out there who's listening, I'll send a shout out. Special one to D from EC, still there. And as I prepare to take my leave, I want to let people know that definitely it's a totally different feeling for me. One of the first things I can say is that a caller who called in, man called Hawk, he was right about something. It might be time for me to get myself in trouble for about 2 minutes or less, but I always think about it because somebody approached me with something a couple of years back. They were like, there was a young lady, and she was talking about why she just didn't feel the usage of the words my brother, my sister. That in her mind, you call somebody, a young lady who's not your sister, you must be on the verge of probably having sex with your sister. And I had to think about that and say, but wait a second. Why can't we challenge each other to at least call ourselves what they did back in the day? When you would come through, it's almost like in the 1950s, the early 60s, and even before that, we knew who our enemy was. We knew who our enemy was. You know, I follow movements, I join movements, but I want to follow some of the examples of the great because everybody shouldn't leave coming out the gate. You need to take information. So before I leave off of this particular topic, let's just throw it out here. Everybody knew, hey, my brother, if on a Sunday you had people go into their Christian churches in the black community, urban community, whatever you want to choose to call yourself, the Christian brothers who would be out there and go head to church, they would pass by their brothers who might be in bow ties. The brothers in the bow tie might say, hey, watch that swine. And the other brother might say, well, yeah, well, I'm just going to at least buy a bean pie or what have you. But it wasn't that us, my particular organized religion against yours, because everybody there knew they had a freaking enemy. They just knew they had an enemy. So it was brother, sister, you name it. Me, I come from an environment when I was in the street, I didn't have brothers and sisters. I called them niggas and bitches. Niggas, hoes, bitches. That was my language. Now I do my best to have a King speak type of language. People like King Squisher a few years ago was one of the only ones saying King, Queen, King, Queen, King, Queen, trying to beat it into other people's heads. And it made sense that when I address people as King, Queen, brother, sister, I have more of a family feel rather than having a feel for an animal. Oh, yeah, that bitch over there, that hoe over there. I'd rather call you my sister. I think if lines blur, that means I'm a freaking animal somewhere. And as a person who's active in the community and doing my best to join and push a movement, if I'm an animal, then that causes me to not just use a language, it causes me to abuse a language and treat people around me like I don't care. If I'm out there doing a vigil or helping somebody, I should be held on a higher pedestal even for myself, that I'm not out there trying to get in bed with grieving mothers out there. To me, that's some dog-ish stuff out there. If I look at everybody and I just say, hey, piece of meat, then what the hell have I grown? Have I really gotten past the age of 12 to 26 when I was trapping in on the streets? Am I really a 50-year-old grown man, or am I having, quote-unquote, R. Kelly feelings that no matter what, I'm quote-unquote freaking invincible? And if you don't start thinking like that, I know that the system already wants to put an intelligent, educated man, Negro, African, whatever you say, I might be only 5'11", and I might be 232 pounds. But rest assured, when I walk out on that street, if somebody gives a description, I'm still a big black man. And do I want to put myself in their grabs and grips and vice grip and everything else? Or do I want to think differently to act differently? Look, people, I love you all. In a couple of Saturdays, January the 18th, it will be Women's March Cleveland, which will be Saturday, January the 18th. On the steps outside of Cleveland City Hall at 10:30 a.m. with 10:45 a.m. speeches, with almost, oh Lord, 35 different groups out there represented. Man in the Street will be there as well. Feel free to come join me. Hey, bring a queen, bring a sister, bring somebody through, back them up too. I love you all dearly. Peace.